content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's start with this one from Real Simple. How to care for your American flag. If you fly your flag year-round, aim to wash it once a month. Only fly it on holidays? A once-a-season wash is recommended, says Mary Gagliardi, who serves as Dr. Laundry for the Clorox Company. Run a polyester or nylon flag through a gentle warm water cycle. Apply a pretreatment on dirt or pollen stains. Lay it flat on clean towels to air dry. A cotton flag's colors may bleed, so hand wash it in a basin with detergent and lukewarm water. After rinsing, roll the flag in a clean towel in a manner like a sleeping bag and gently squeeze out any water. Place a pillowcase or dish towel over the flag and press with a warm iron. This will quickly dry the flag and help reduce color transfer, says Gagliardi. Unsure of the material? Call your dry cleaner. Some offer free American flag cleaning in July and beyond. If your flag is faded, torn, or frayed beyond repair, retire it, says Jill Druskus, Americanism Director at the American Legion. Drop it off at an American Legion or Veterans of Foreign Wars post, that's VFW, or check with your local scout troop about a dignified disposal. From Family Circle, Skin Deep. Winter is known for being harsh on skin, but spending time outside in the summer also increases susceptibility to certain skin conditions, says Lance H. Brown, M.D., a surgical and cosmetic dermatologist based in New York City. Fortunately, there are ways to minimize their impact. And they give you a nice chart here, which I will read. First, they give the condition, how it looks, summer triggers, how to prevent it, and staff picks to help combat it. First, heat rash. It looks like a small itchy red bump or itchy red bumps, often in skin folds, elbows, armpits, and the groin area. Summer triggers, blocked sweat glands. How to prevent it? Wear loose-fitting cotton clothing and try to keep skin cool and dry. Skin Flix Rash Repair Balm is the staff pick. It's available on QVC.com for $22 or Gold Bond Medicated Body Powder from CVS.com for $8.50. Sunburn. How it looks? Inflamed or red skin that's hot to the touch, often followed by blisters and peeling. Summer triggers, UV rays from the sun or tanning beds. How to prevent it? Cover up with protective clothing, wear SPF 30 or higher sunscreen, and seek shade. Staff picks Cora's Greek Yogurt After Sun Cooling Gel from Sephora.com for $26 or Burt's Bees Aloe and Coconut Oil After Sun Soother from Burt'sBees.com, $10. Body acne. This is pimples on the chest, back, and buttocks. It's caused by pores clogged by perspiration, bacteria, and oils. Wash skin and change clothes immediately after sweating. Clinique Acne Solutions Cleansing Bar, Ulta.com, $16.50, or Proactive Clear Skin Body Pads, Amazon.com, $35 for $75. Poison ivy is reddish, swollen, or blistering rash that itches intensely. Comes from contact with urushiol, an oily resin found on the leaves of poison ivy, oak, and sumac. Be on the lookout for and avoid poison ivy, oak, and sumac when outdoors. And the staff picks Procure Hydrocortisone Cream plus Calendula from Walgreens.com for $9.50 or Caladryl Clear Lotion from Amazon.com, $8. And last, eczema, which is dry, itchy, thick, cracked, or scaly skin in red to brownish-gray patches. Skin-drying chlorine or topical products like sunscreen or insect repellent that contain ingredients you're sensitive to can trigger that. Try to identify causes of your inflammation and reduce exposure. Staff picks Eucerin Eczema Relief Body Cream from Walgreens.com, $12, or Avene Xeracalm AD Lipid Replenishing Balm from AveneUSA.com, $33. from Good Housekeeping. This is their Your Body Healthy Eating Guide, and it's a whole bunch of small little tips here for you. Problem, I have no time for breakfast. Solutions, here's your hassle-free move for busy mornings. Blend a third of a cup plain uncooked 100% whole grain oats, 1 tablespoon nut butter, and all the fresh and frozen fruits and vegetables that you like. Pour that puppy into a travel mug and let it sit in the fridge overnight. The cold will cook it until a creamy smoothie bowl that'll help you stay hydrated while filling you with fiber, protein, and healthy fat. Taking it to go? Drop in some ice. Problem? I'm in a salad rut. Any delicious ideas? Solution? Switch up the components. Start with a non-starchy veggie, but try a new leafy green like kale or mache. Cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, or broccoli, and eggplant, mushrooms, peppers, tomatoes, cukes, celery, snap peas, artichokes, fennel, and asparagus. Any or all of these will work as a base. Add 2 scoops of a starchy vegetable, whole grain or pulse, sweet potatoes, squash, quinoa, beans, lentils, chickpeas, or edamame. For a protein, canned salmon, tuna, or sardines, as well as shrimp can sub for steak or chicken. Sprinkle on nuts, seeds, sliced avocado, and crumbled cheese for flavor. Last, try seasonal newbies, such as figs, berries, avocados, and apricots, which are all amazingly fresh right now. Problem, is it really so bad to nuke myself a meal? Solution, not if you steer clear of heavily processed choices. I often zap frozen veggies, which, since they're packed, picked at peak ripeness, are just as nutritious as fresh, with a lean protein such as rotisserie chicken, tuna, or salmon. Good Housekeeping nutritionist approved pick, Green Giant riced vegetables, and veggie spirals. Pop in the microwave or cook them on the stovetop, and you're fed. Problem. Help, I love sugar, but I know too much is no good. Solution. You're right. Regularly consumed excess sugar is linked to higher risk of obesity and chronic illnesses, like heart disease, and can zap your energy. So, knowing how much you're really getting is key. Drinks, breakfast foods, and snacks are top sneaky sources, and sauces, dressings, dried flavor enhancers, and even savory munchies have added sugar as a preservative. Spend a day or three paying attention to labels and tallying your sugar grams. Your goal is 24 grams or less a day, whatever the source. Then make informed decisions. If you love ketchup, that's fine. Just go easy on candy that day. Problem, my crew is lactose intolerant. Any good picks besides almond milk? Solution, there are tons of new options made from oats and peas as well as other nuts, soy, and legumes. Some are delicious while others taste like liquefied chalk. It's subjective, so be adventurous within these guidelines. Try 4 milks or lactose-free dairy milks that have 8 grams of protein per serving, are fortified with vitamin D, have 30% of your daily calcium, and are clearly labeled unsweetened. Good Housekeeping nutritionist-approved pick, Fairlife lactose-free milk. The company uses an uber-precise lactose filter, which makes it higher in protein. Problem? We love Mexican and Chinese takeout. Smartest picks? Solution? On Chinese night, order steamed dishes, shrimp or chicken with broccoli, or tofu and eggplant, minus the sauce. Then get spicy green beans or sautéed spinach with garlic and mix the orders together, cutting your intake of sugary and sodium-filled sauce roughly in half while doubling the veggies. For the Mexican fest, ask for up to 3 soft corn tacos stuffed with grilled shrimp, chicken, fish, or steak, and loads of veggies. Avoid fried items like quesadillas, tostados, gorditas, and taquitos. Skip rice, too, but go for the frijoles and as many types of salsa as your heart desires. Top with 1 heaping tablespoon each of guacamole and cheese for a filling, mostly plant-based meal. Problem? Oh no, my coffee order has 400 calories. Solution, opt for a cafe misto or cafe au lait with low-fat milk or unsweetened soy, more coffee and less milk than a latte, and fewer calories. Or go for a whole milk cappuccino, a still light but creamy treat. For extra flavor, add some cocoa powder, cinnamon, or vanilla powder. And instead of sugar, use Good Housekeeping Nutritionist approved pick Sweet Leaf Sweet Drops for sweetness from no-cal stevia. Problem. Every member of my family wants something different, and I don't know where to start. Solution? Tell them to make their own dinner, sort of. You provide the base, corn tortillas, baked potatoes, sweet or regular, or 100% whole grain pitas, and they pile on nutritious options from your genius toppings bar. Put out veggies, shredded part-skim cheese, avocado and tomato sauce, or salsa plus plain Greek yogurt. It's a higher protein swap for sour cream. Complete the meal with unsalted beans or fried eggs, which take minutes to prep while they set the table. Oh, look, everybody's happy. And last, the problem, the vending machine at work has nothing healthy. Solution, do a BYO snack that can power you through, like Good Housekeeping Nutritionist approved pick Beanitos, which have beans as the first ingredient and are higher in protein and fiber than potato-based alternatives. Other options, single-serving bags of trail mix or nuts, a 1.15-ounce packet of nut or seed butter or tahini with fruit, or baked veggie chips with hummus. From Real Simple, banishing bugs. Expert-approved ideas for keeping mosquitoes at bay. Place jarred citronella candles or insect-repelling incense under the dining table to help keep feet and ankles bite-free. That was by Colin Coey. Another one, I first spotted mosquito repellent bracelets, $19 for six from HomeDepot.com, making the rounds at my son's soccer tournaments. They're sweat-proof and kids-safe. That was Elizabeth Demos. I'm a big fan of Burt's Bees Herbal Insect Repellent, $8 from BurtsBees.com. It's safe for the whole family and smells like yummy lemons. And last, the Thermacell Potato Shield. $25 from Thermacell.com creates a barrier against mosquitoes without any scent or flame. And that was Tara Girard. From Redbook. What ER doctors tell their friends. Advice from these experts can make a trip to the emergency room just a little less stressful and may keep you from needing to go at all. This will speed things up. Friends always want tricks for making a trip to the hospital faster. The truth is, unless you arrive between 3 a.m. and 9 a.m. or are truly facing a life-threatening emergency, you're probably going to have to wait. So I suggest people use that time to prep an answer to your doctor's first question. What brings you in today? Get your story down to about three sentences that cover the specifics of your current symptoms. Details like, I had high blood pressure 3 years ago, aren't helpful and can send us down the wrong path. Instead, talk about what you've been feeling and when. I've been getting winded over the last couple of weeks, and now my chest has started to hurt. The symptoms get worse when I climb the stairs to my condo. It usually stops after I've been sitting for 10 minutes or so. I'd know right away that something was wrong with your heart, and we need to rule out a heart attack. That was Andra Blomkjelns, MD, Vice Chair of Academic Affairs in the Department of Emergency Medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. Be like us about safety. I was biking downhill in the rain when I hit a manhole cover and crashed, nearly splitting my helmet in half. As an ER doctor, I knew how much worse it could have been had that helmet not been there. Many of the accidents we treat are avoidable, or at least survivable, with preventative measures. One of my worst days came when three children lost their mom in a car accident. They were all belted in properly, but she wasn't. So I always tell friends to think like an ER doctor. Make a habit of identifying and working to avoid the worst-case scenario. You might think, the kids keep wandering into the kitchen and I need to cook. What can I do to keep them safe? Then turn your pots around on the stove so the handles are out of their reach, for example. Do it enough and safety will become automatic. That was Travis Stork, MD, host of TV's The Doctors. We've seen it all before. I saw a woman in the ER who had a tampon lodged deep inside her. She had forgotten to take it out, and it was stuck there for a good 2 weeks. By then, things had gotten aromatic, which was embarrassing for her. Another time, a friend sheepishly messaged me because he had something stuck in his rectum. I told him that there were absolutely no need to be embarrassed. Trust me, somebody has already done the same thing that's landed you in our care. We're not going to judge you or laugh at you, so don't let guilt or shame keep you from getting help. The woman was lucky she didn't end up with toxic shock syndrome, and I was able to remove her tampon fairly easily. But my friend needed surgery. It's better to be open and honest with a doctor before things take a turn for the worse. And that was Angela Matke, MD, MPH, spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians and traveling physician for U.S. Acute Care Solutions in Canton, Ohio. Don't let the doctor walk away. Here's something that happens a lot. You have tests done, and then the doctor pops into your room and says, "Everything is normal. I'm sending you home. Just read your discharge instructions." I know doctors are busy, but I tell friends not to leave without asking questions. Make them open-ended to slow him down. What does normal mean? The doctor might say, "You had abdominal pain, so we checked your stomach and gallbladder. You have gastritis, which can be treated at home." Or he may tell you he has only a presumptive diagnosis. That means you'll need further testing. In that case, a good question would be, what's next? You want to know who you need to see and how soon. And don't be afraid to ask a doctor to explain something in terms you can understand. That was David Farsi, MD, chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach, Florida. Pain has a purpose. ER doctors want you to be as comfortable as possible. We're happy to get you a blanket or some water, but you should know that we may not give you pain meds right away. Pain won't kill you. Conditions that cause pain can. I've seen a lot of headaches in my career, some very benign and others life-threatening. When I'm trying to separate a science headache from a brain bleed, I need the patient to be able to describe the pain. Pain is also protective. If it hurts to put pressure on an area, that's your body's way of preventing further damage and a clue that can lead us to a diagnosis. If you want to take an over-the-counter pain reliever before you come to the hospital, that's okay, but otherwise be patient while we work through your symptoms. That was Dr. Blomkalns again. And use your ladder, please. My stepfather once broke his hip while changing a light bulb. He was standing on a chair when he fell. ER docs see that kind of thing a lot, so I tell friends to keep a sturdy ladder in the house and use it for any task that involves climbing, no matter how small. Have someone spot you, too. And while this wasn't the case for my stepdad, please don't attempt any home repairs after a glass of wine or two. Drinking alcohol and doing almost anything else increases your chance of meeting an emergency physician. And that was Dr. Matke again. Next up, we'll move to some food items we've got from Real Simple. A big batch recipe, lemony cucumber and herb pasta salad. Active time, 15 minutes, total time, 25. This serves 12. Here's what you need. 1 pound short pasta. They're showing those little screwy noodles. Those are cute. 1 teaspoon kosher salt, plus more for cooking the pasta. 6 tablespoons olive oil divided, plus more for serving. 2 tablespoons whole grain mustard. 1 tablespoon lemon zest, plus 6 tablespoons fresh juice from 2 lemons, plus 1½ lemon for serving. 2 cloves garlic, finely chopped or grated. 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper. 1 pound Persian cucumbers sliced. 8 ounces feta cheese crumbled. 1 cup packed fresh cilantro leaves and tender stems. 1/2 cup packed fresh mint leaves, torn if large. Cook your pasta in a large pot of boiling salted water according to package directions for al dente. Drain and spread on a rimmed baking sheet. Toss with 2 tablespoons oil and set aside. Then whisk the mustard, lemon zest and juice, garlic, salt, black pepper, and crushed red pepper in a large bowl. Whisk in remaining 4 tablespoons oil. Add cucumbers and feta and toss to coat. Add the pasta mixture to the cucumber mixture and toss to combine. Pasta salad can be made up to this point, up to 2 days in advance. Then just before serving, add cilantro and mint, drizzle with oil, and squeeze lemon half over the top. Toss and serve. Next, from Family Circle, grilled yesterday, dinner tonight. Have leftover chicken, steak, or veggies from a cookout? Turn it into a whole new meal. First up, shrimp salad rolls. This makes 4 servings, prep time 15 minutes. 8 ounces leftover grilled shrimp, coarsely chopped, which is about 1.5 cups. 1 firm ripe avocado, pitted, peeled, and diced. 1 cup heirloom cherry tomatoes, quartered. 2 scallions, trimmed and sliced. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 1 teaspoon freshly grated lemon peel, plus 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice. 1/4 teaspoon each salt and freshly ground black pepper, 8 hot dog buns, top or side sliced, and 2 cups prepared coleslaw. In a large bowl, gently stir the shrimp, avocado, tomatoes, and scallions. In a small bowl, whisk the oil, lemon peel, and juice, salt and pepper. Drizzle over the shrimp mixture and stir to blend. Divide the shrimp salad evenly among the buns, about 1/3 of a cup in each, and serve with the slaw. Grilled veggie slab quiche. This makes 8 servings, prep time 15 minutes. 1 package refrigerated pie crusts, 15 ounces. 1 cup leftover grilled asparagus chopped. 1/2 cup leftover grilled red pepper strips. 1/2 cup leftover grilled sweet onion diced. 7 large eggs. 1 cup 1% milk, 3/4 of a teaspoon salt, 1/2 a teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, and 1 cup grated or crumbled cheese, whatever you have on hand. Heat oven to 450, coat a 15 by 10 by 1 inch baking pan with nonstick spray. On a floured surface, stack the pie crusts and roll out to a 17 by 12 inch rectangle. Fit into the pan and fold over the pastry to form a stand-up edge. Line the crust with foil and bake it 8 minutes. Remove the crust from the oven and lower temperature to 375. Remove foil. Scatter the veggies evenly over the crust. Then whisk the eggs, milk, salt, and pepper. Pour into the crust and scatter cheese on top. Bake 35 minutes until puffed and set. Barbecue chicken pasta salad. This makes 4 servings. Prep time is 10 minutes. Cook time 12. You need 8 ounces of rigatoni, 2 leftover barbecued chicken breasts, 12-ounce total, 3 cups baby spinach leaves, 1 Gala apple, cored and sliced, 1/3 of a cup bottled barbecue sauce, 1/4 cup blue cheese dressing, 1/2 cup crumbled blue cheese. Bring a large pot of lightly salted water to a boil, add rigatoni, and cook to al dente about 12 minutes. Drain and transfer to a large serving bowl. Cool completely. Meanwhile, cut chicken into bite-sized pieces. Once the pasta's cool, add chicken, spinach, and apple to the bowl. Combine barbecue sauce with blue cheese dressing. Toss pasta salad with the dressing and top with crumbled blue cheese. Steak and mushroom lettuce leaf tacos. This makes 4 servings, prep time 15 minutes, cooking time 5. You need 1 tablespoon olive oil, 8 ounces cremini mushrooms chopped, 8 ounces leftover grilled medium rare flank steak chopped into small pieces, 1 teaspoon chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon salt, juice of 1 medium lime, 1 large head of green leaf lettuce, leaves separated and cleaned, 1/2 a cup of sour cream, fresh cilantro leaves, bottled hot sauce, optional, and cooked rice and red beans, heated. In a large nonstick skillet, heat oil over medium-high. Add mushrooms and cook 3 minutes. Add steak, chili powder, cumin, and salt and cook 2 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in lime juice. Let everyone assemble their own tacos using lettuce leaves, seasoned steak, sour cream, cilantro, and hot sauce if necessary or if wanted. Serve with rice and beans on the side. And last, cheeseburger pizza. Make 6 servings, prep times 15 minutes, and baking time 22. One ball of 16-ounce pizza dough thawed if frozen at room temperature. Half cup of ketchup, 3 tablespoons yellow mustard, 2 leftover hamburger patties, 4 ounces each, crumbled up, 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese, 3 cups arugula, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, 6 large hamburger pickle chips chopped, or a quarter cup, and 1 medium tomato diced. Heat oven to 450. On a floured surface, roll the dough into a 16-inch circle. Transfer to a greased round pizza pan. Whisk ketchup with mustard and spread over the crust. Top with meat and cheese. Bake on lowest oven rack for 18 to 22 minutes until crust is brown and cheese is melted. Meanwhile, toss arugula with vinegar. Remove the pizza from the oven and top with chopped pickles, arugula, and diced tomatoes. From Real Simple, peel and eat shrimp with butter and herbs. Cook 2 pounds unpeeled jumbo shrimp in a large pot of boiling salted water until pink and just cooked through, 3 to 5 minutes. Toss with 6 tablespoons melted butter and a quarter cup chopped fresh herbs. We like a mix of chives and parsley. Serve with lemon wedges and a lot of napkins. From Redbook, Pop Stars. All you need for summertime bliss is right in your freezer and pantry. Grab your favorite store-bought ice pop, then dress it up with a drizzle of something decadent and a sprinkle of something crunchy. Try our combos or go rogue with what you've got on hand. Anything goes, because the hardest question really should be, do you do this in the afternoon when the kids can make one too, or after they go to bed? Here are their can't-fail flavor combos. First, start with a fudge bar. Dip it in melted milk chocolate and top with freeze-dried raspberries. Next, start with a mango bar dipped in melted white chocolate and topped with pistachios. These are obviously ground up or chopped up pistachios. Last one, start with a coconut bar drizzled with dulce de leche, if I can say it, and topped with graham cracker crumbs and lime zest. From Redbook, soothe heartburn naturally. When that hot dog with everything comes back to bite you, try munching on some broccoli or drinking a tall glass of cold milk. A recent study found that both may be comparable to over-the-counter antacids at neutralizing stomach acid and warding off acid reflux and other stomach ache causes with little risk of side effects. Kale, radish, and cucumber can also help. Maybe order a preemptive salad on the side next time. From Good Housekeeping, here's a quick smoothie recipe. You need to puree the following until smooth. 1 cup orange juice, 1/2 cup coconut yogurt, 1.5 cups frozen mango, 1 medium carrot, coarsely grated. And that makes 2 servings. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading to you for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.